Luke licked his lips and pulled the comlink off his belt. No, of course there would be nothing. He had already faced that crisis, had faced it and conquered it. With Vader redeemed and gone, the cave had nothing further to threaten him with, except nameless and unreal fears. And those only if he allowed them to have power over him. He should have realized that from the start.
R2, he called. You still there?
The little droid buzzed in reply.
All right, Luke said, starting forward again. How far do I have to... And right in the middle of his sentence, practically in the middle of a step, the haze of the cave abruptly coalesced around him into a flickering, surreal vision. He was on a small, open-air ground vehicle, hovering low over some sort of pit. The ground itself was indistinct, but he could feel a terrible heat rising all around him from it. Something poked hard in his back, urging him forward onto a narrow board protruding horizontally from the vehicle's side. Luke caught his breath, the scene suddenly coming clear. He was back on Jabba the Hutt's skiff, being prepared for his execution in the Great Pit of Carcoon. Ahead, he could see the shape of Jabba's sail barge now, drifting a bit closer as the courtiers jostled one another for a better view of the coming spectacle. Many of the barge's details were indistinct through the dream mists, but he could see clearly the small, dome-topped figure of R2 at the top of the ship, awaiting Luke's signal.
"I'm not going to play this game," Luke called out toward the vision. "I'm not. I've faced this crisis too, and I've defeated it."
But his words seemed dead even in his own ears, and even as he spoke them, he could feel the jab of the guard's spear in his back, and could feel himself drop off the end of the plank. In midair, he twisted around, grabbing the end of the board and flipping high over the guard's heads. He landed and turned back toward the sail barge, hand extended for the lightsaber R2 had just sent arcing toward him. It never reached him. Even as he stood there waiting for it, the weapon changed direction, curving back toward the other end of the sail barge. Frantically, Luke reached out for it with the Force, but to no avail. The lightsaber continued its flight and came to rest in the hand of a slender woman standing alone at the top of the barge. Luke stared at her, a feeling of horror surging through him. In the mists, with the sun behind her, he could see no details of her face, but the lightsaber she now held aloft like a prize told him all he needed to know. She had the power of the Force and had just condemned him and his friends to death. And as the spears pushed him again onto the plank, he heard, clearly through the dream mists, her mocking laughter.
No!
Luke shouted, and as suddenly as it had appeared, the vision vanished. He was back in the cave on Dagobah, his forehead and tunic soaked with sweat, a frantic electronic beeping coming from the comlink in his hand.